Welcome to BFN Radio's Extra Hour. I'm so glad that you joined us today. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me to encourage you this morning is John Ramos.
Good morning.
Good morning, John. Also joining us is the producer, Mr. Producer of the radio program and BFN TV, the miracle worker.
Sometimes.
Pat Hamilton.
Good morning.
Give a shout out this morning to our listeners. Hello, virtual audience. I'm telling you, the virtual stadium is being filled day in and day out. It's so exciting to see new audience members sitting down and enjoying what we've been enjoying for so long right now. One day, all of us are going to be filling stadiums across America, but first we're going to fill the virtual stadium here on VFN TV Daily Radio Program. For those that are helping us fill, thank you for your financial contributions. It's you helping it to be possible for all of us to be here. You're listening to VFN Radio. Good morning. You're listening to VFN Radio. I am your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me this morning to encourage you is John Ramos.
Good morning.
Good morning, John. And also is Pat Hamilton.
Good morning.
Here we are in the extra hour. If you did not hear the first hour today, you need to hear the first hour and how, you know, God is, we can believe God for a third grade awakening.
Mm-hmm.
We need to hear how to be a shrewd business manager. Jesus right. tells us how to be a shrewd business manager. And right now, I mean, that you think that would be a negative terminology, but this is Jesus talking how to be, you know, he tells us even in when we go out and minister to be as shrewd as snakes, but right. innocent
as doves,
which means really carefully think about what you're doing. That's what that means. Just carefully think about it, and you need to hear that. That's the first in the first part of the first hour, and the second part is the third great awakening. That we can, if we believe God and if we understand if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, what that really means, then we know what to do for a third great awakening.
Because mm-hmm.
it's not over till God says it's over, right?
That's right.
Right.
So what's happening in the great big city?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't know what's happening in the great big city, but I tell you what is happening with my little girl. She hands me a card this morning. A VFN radio card,
oh.
and she says, "Daddy, VFN, VFN."
Oh no, really?
I love that. It's beautiful.
Is that awesome? So we're gonna help her get to the VFN radio part, but she's got it. She says, VFN, VFN."
Well, good morning, Maya. That's such a beautiful girl with her little half-inch high heels that she had on at the wedding when you guys were in Florida.
She was working them.
And your boys look so handsome in the tuxes, man. That was so
they
cool.
They were all tuxed out, man.
They were tuxed. That was amazing. And of course, Isaiah was posing.
Of course.
He's a poser. I mean, really is. You enjoy watching him do it because he enjoys doing it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I'll give a shout out to Elijah and Isaiah this morning as well. Well, the debates are tonight. The vice presidential debates are tonight.
Yes.
Vice President Joe Biden and Congressman Paul Ryan mm-hmm. will be debating. This might be, even though there's probably nothing much going to happen, you're talking about reality television.
Oh, my goodness.
Exactly.
But there's exactly. Think about it. There's so many scripts. They got all these scripts. People, you know, they say reality television is, it's all scripted. It doesn't really happen. And they script it or something, they say.
Sure.
But listen, these debates, at least these VP debates, because it's not, the vice presidents are running on the ticket of the one who's running for president. So
sure.
Their responsibilities don't mess this up.
Yeah, right.
Or to deal with the negative fallout or something. And, of course, our vice president, you know, I like, there's one particular comedian. I'd tell you his name if I knew, but I don't know his name. And he said, man, I don't know if I could stand waterboarding or anything like that. I don't know if the enemy came up to me and said, you know, If you don't tell me America's secrets, you know, I'm going to cut your ear off. He goes, I believe you. What do you need to know? Another particular comedian said that our vice president tends to kind of share a lot of things.
Mm.
And they said, well, how did all those secrets get out? And they said, I don't know. We just asked him his name. He just started to stop talking. He told us everything about America. And, supposedly.
Interesting evening tonight. It's going to be an interesting evening.
It really is. We will not be as anxious as the president is.
Oh, I can imagine.
If we could just get through this debate. If we could just get through this debate.
That's and, right.
But, you know, strategically. Strategically.
Strategically.
Yeah, strategically. Or
statistically.
Or lightling.
Lightling. Okay. Tournament.
Tournament.
That it was a brilliant choice. It was a brilliant choice for VB. It was a brilliant choice when you think about strategy and political strategy and all those different things.
On whose part?
Well, the president's part. It was a brilliant choice when you think about all the things you're dealing with and all the, I mean, you just don't want the person who's supposed to, you know, replace you to be, you know what I'm saying? You want them like, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Are you trying to say there was some job security in mind when we was selecting his VP candidate?
I'm trying not to be disrespectful. I'm just talking about political strategy.
I see.
And
okay.
It just seems like a great strategy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, if Saul was going to run for president, he wouldn't have wanted David to be his vice president. You know what I mean?
Hey, Joab, right. Come here.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You're the new VP right now.
Exactly. But we just pray the Lord will just have mercy on our nation, and we're believing that you can hear in the first hour about a third great awakening. No matter what happens in the world, if God's people, if we respond appropriately to God, and there is a process of humbling ourselves, mm-hmm. that God will respond to us.
Mm-hmm.
And but it requires great brokenness that God's more than happy to bring us through. If we're willing to go through it. I think the ambassador for Yemen was just killed last night. A drive-by shooting. He was going to the embassy. He's been working there, allegedly, according to in the Middle East. They were going to work. He's been going to work for like 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And... 10 or 20 years. I'll give it to you in just a moment. That somebody on a motorcycle, this is the Washington Post reports,
mm-hmm.
on a motorcycle drove past his vehicle and fired some shots into his car, and he killed him. A masked gunman assassinated the Yemen security official,
mm-hmm.
who worked with the U.S. Embassy in a drive-by shooting Thursday near his home in the capital, officials say. And they're saying that it's a hallmark of an al-Qaeda-type human branch that actually did that.
I saw that.
And all a part of the Arab Spring and all these things taking place. And our prayers go out to his family. And from what I understand, that he had... I could spell his name for you, but I can't say his name for you. But it's A-Q-L-A-N-I.
Got it.
Right.
That... he had worked for the U.S. Embassy now for 20 years. Mm. He's given 20 years to the U.S. Embassy, and now his life is taken. That's what you're going to find if we don't start standing up as a country, that the people who are out there in the other parts of the world, they're very vulnerable.
Yeah.
And as an example, you know, Ambassador Chris Stevens.
Mm, that's right.
You know, and what happened there. And speaking of that, when... I've kind of mentioned this before on the air, and if you go back and listen, you can hear it. But sometimes God just lets you know some things, and you just know it. It's sort of like I forget what they call it on the internet, but it has all this information in a basically a wad, a ball.
A mega pop.
Yeah, like a mega pop. And it just all comes together, like the whole encyclopedia or a website, for example. And it's all gathered together, and imagine it like a baseball or something. And it's shooting through the high speed or whatever, and then it just hits your hard drive, mm-hmm. hits your screen, and it just appears or shows up on your computer, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right. That's how God will speak to you sometimes. God will just you'll just have a knowing, and it'll just hit you, and all of a sudden you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't say how I know it other than, you know, God just made it known to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think on VFN TV, there's two things you can watch or listen to. Is one is God does still speak in the voice of the Lord. They're available on VFN TV. And hearing how ways that God, you know, speaks to us. But one was that, you know, when the ambassador was sent to Libya,
mm-hmm.
the Lord just laid on my heart the same thing that King David did with Joab and Bathsheba's husband,
mm-hmm.
Uriah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there was an intentional sending of Uriah because King David had done something wrong and didn't want to be caught with it. And so instead of just it being him saying what happened, because he had an affair with Uriah's wife, he sent Uriah to the front lines, a loyal man. There's something so precious about Uriah because he knew that the people that were fighting on the front lines, he would not go and sleep with his wife when the king called. He didn't know why the king called him back. But mm-hmm. King David got him drunk. He did everything he could do to get him back to go back and sleep with his wife so he could mm-hmm. say the baby was his.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes outside to find out that Uriah is sleeping on his doorstep. He never would sleep with his wife because he's going, I'm just so loyal to you mm-hmm. as a king. You know, he had to be feeling horrific.
Oh, my
so God. Loyal to you as a king and our nation and Israel. And so then, instead of that plan, that strategy, he sends him to the front line, sends a note to Joab. Joab is his head of his military. And the note says, stick Uriah on the front lines where we basically know he's going to be killed.
Mm.
And one congressman describes it this way. You know, when we call 911 in America, they send us, a police officer starts coming our way.
Right.
Some faster than others, but we pretty much know an officer is coming. Well, Ambassador Chris Stevens, he called 911.
Yeah.
He sent out asking for, you know, they're concerned. We need people here. And this is what happened. Not only did America and the State Department not send security or an officers to him, mm-hmm. but they withdrew all officers from the region. Think about it. Not only did when he called, basically proverbially speaking, 911, mm-hmm. not only are we not going to send you an officer, but we're going to withdraw all of our troops from around this region where there's no police officers here.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That sounds like Uriah to me.
Yeah.
Right.
And then how the Lord lays that on my heart. And then I happened to catch Ambassador Stevens' funeral and the Navy SEAL's funeral. And guess who oversaw the funeral?
Mm.
It was President Obama and the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton.
Yep.
Those two officiated it. And and it was like, you know what happened here. You know, you just knew this is
it's very eerie.
It's very eerie. You know, I'm not saying I have a report on it. I'm not saying, I'm just saying based on what God is revealing to me, it was like this was part of a strategy.
Right.
This was part of a distraction. This man doesn't seem like your typical man that you would put out as an ambassador anyway. He seemed, you know, too sanguine, happy-go-lucky type. And a true ambassador would not have even allowed that to happen. Is like, you know, you're going to send some troops, so I'm not
going
to go.
Well, I'm going home.
We just killed the king.
Mm-hmm.
We just killed the president of Libya.
Right.
Our Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, she says, we came, we fought, he's dead. I'm like, oh my goodness.
She said that. She didn't even know. It wasn't like it was a plan. That was caught off of an interview, you know what I'm saying? A downtime of an interview. So it's not like this was her in her most open way. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like she was part of an interview. She was saying this.
My God, you don't celebrate the killing of any human being You would only even belong in the Secretary of the State's office if you're going to celebrate taking kings and presidents and all these people out around the land. And then they show pictures of Ambassador Chris Stevens over Gaddafi's body dead.
Mm.
And so he actually hovered over the body. You know, he stood over it, knelt down beside the body, maybe identified it or whatever. And it was like, and then you say what you said is like, what? This is, there's a thing going on, church, in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And not only we're not paying attention to what's happening in our neighborhoods, we're definitely not looking outside of our country. And we're only like 4.5% of the population of the world. There's things going on right now that it looks like big shifts are taking place. And I don't, I'm telling you, I'm not saying, hey, I know and I read or there's some sort of report. I'm just telling you what's in my spirit, what I feel God's revealed to me, that I believe personally that Ambassador Chris Stevens was set up. And I believe this before all this stuff's being revealed, when they're trying to blame it on some bad Hollywood flick. You know, I mean, I just knew it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not right. It's not normal to do that. And you're sending, if there was parts of Israel, when we were in Israel, if you go there without security, you know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's things that you do. You can go to Iran. You can go to these parts of Iran. You just know what's going to happen.
Listen, you go to some parts of New York, you better know where to walk around. It's not rocket science here. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hello.
You can see this play, or you can die.
Yeah, one of the two. If you walk down the street, you may not come back. I can't guarantee it, you know?
Right.
So how do we send an ambassador there and he calls 911 and then we don't give him any kind of help and then we withdraw the security that's there? It's like,
And so the thing is this, that we should be deeply concerned about American citizens being killed before our very eyes and being sent to their death.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, bring them back quickly, swing them in a hanger, back up three hearses, pull out their bodies, get them in the ground, hug their folks, and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And blame it on a film. When, by the way, that now it's becoming totally evident, within 24 hours they knew it was a terrorist attack. And this is what I'm concerned about. And this is why I'm speaking to you prophetically right now, that as we speak, this thing's unfolding, I feel in my spirit, that it's all coming in.
Yeah.
It's all coming to a head. Remember, I talked early in the first hour maybe about getting us closer to a cliff. They could have pushed already, but they're just getting us closer to be able to push. Realize, they're talking about Big Bird.
Mm-hmm.
And Ambassador Chris Stevens is dead. One who worked for 20 years at the U.S. Embassy in Yemen is dead. You know, 51-plus innocent soldiers are killed by the very ones they're working with in Afghanistan, that we're flying little remote control airplanes in other people's countries and killing their citizens.
Mm.
We are arresting people in our own nation who just spoke out in the First Amendment. We are creating laws left and right. I mean, this thing is crescendoing,
mm-hmm,
while the church is sleeping. And it's coming to the point that that whoever's behind this is not going to be contented with the way things are going, and they will step in.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, Perry Stone, he's a minister, and he speaks prophetically, and he knows a lot about Israel. He says that there's three people, it's reported to him, allegedly there's three people that have over $3 trillion in the economies, and all they have to do is just move it or shift it. And they do that, then the country falls. But the thing is, if they want to, they're greedy. They mm-hmm. want power, and they want money.
Mm.
And so they want to make money off the whole transition. So they want to, as George Soros says, we want to ease it down.
Mm-hmm.
Quantitative easing. It's like taking it slowly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people in, if you play
Shifting gears.
If you play Monopoly, which I don't like the game Monopoly. It just feels so real. Anyway, that some people want money, but some people understand it's not about the money if you start buying, getting the property and the things and the stuff. Because mm-hmm. if you have the property, the things and the stuff, you'll get the money.
Mm.
And some people are hoarding money in a greedy way, but the wise people are actually purchasing and buying things and stuff. So some people are worried about their money going down. While they're doing that, they're selling their property, things and stuff to foreign lands. And eventually you'll just be paying rent because the government or China or whoever else owns your property. And so here we are at this one moment in time that things are happening so quickly that I believe in my spirit, I feel in my spirit that we've been sold out. America has been sold out. I do believe that what's happening is established by God. I think people that are in place are God's set men, like Josiah, Jehoiakim, Zedekiah. Those are three kings that are in a row. And I really believe that we have right now somebody that's just like Jehoiakim, God's set man. And you can find that out. You can go to VFN TV and watch Josiah. And we can be Josiahs. We're called to be Josiahs in America. You can find out more about that. But Jehoiakim was a set man that even God allowed him to be in place, but it was Egypt that put him in place. And then after all of that partnership and everything, then Zedekiah comes. And Zedekiah was put in place by Egypt, but Zedekiah's name means God is just. That alone should put the fear of God in the church to say, we need to repent on this side of God's justice, because, you know, no one cries for justice is available on VFN TV, and you've got to listen to it. No one cries for justice. And you can go to VFNTV.com and watch it. But we're intimidated, and the enemy's convinced us that we can't cry for justice because we'll be destroyed. But understanding this, that's what's so awesome about God and what Jesus did for us, that we can go make things right at the cross, and the justice that's due us will be served. The gavel will land on Jesus. And justice will come, which means putting things back in order again. We've got to get order back, but until someone cries for justice, it was not going to happen. And the word of God says no one cries for justice. And the reason why, and by the way, if you wait too late to cry for justice, if you wait too late, you're bait. And but I would prefer, even if I was late, I'd still want to be found on the side of saying, Lord, you know, I want Jesus to be the Lord of my life. Forgive me for where I've gone wrong and where I've sinned, and that you would bring justice. And justice does this. Beginning to cry for justice brings people to the cross, because there's no hope outside of Jesus Christ. But as long as things are out of order, people think that there's hope and there's the disorderedness. They think there's hope in a disordered marriage. They think there's hope in a disordered family. They think there's hope in disordered finances and a disordered nation. And but you bring things back in order again, there's nothing to hang on to. There's not even a little small place to put your foot or to hang on to when everything's in order. It's like it's God's way. And but there's so much disorder right now, you can be wrong for a long time and not know it. And you have this huge dysfunction, and this disorder is because things need to be back in order, which means justice. But nobody cries for justice because there's a lot of people benefiting off of injustices and disorder. And so listen to that teaching. Go there, VFN TV, and watch No One Cries for Justice, and it will encourage you to say, okay, justice is the answer. I can cry for justice, but I first better go to the cross. And if I'm going to preach justice to somebody else, I better preach Jesus, because they too need to know that they too can be forgiven. And justice happens when we go before the throne of God and we say, Lord, I have sinned. I'm wrong. I deserve to be convicted. You're absolutely right. And but I am pleading the blood of Jesus. I am calling out for Jesus. And that the judge will say, you're right, you're guilty, but I will move your punishment on my son, Jesus. And so justice gets served now, but it gets served on Jesus. And therefore, now you're grateful. It's not some religious experience. Because when you start seeing justice roll across the land, you're going to see great death. You're going to see mayhem. You're going to see economies going all over the place. But it needs to be on the hills of us, the church, you know, bringing justice and order in our own lives, but also telling people about the hope of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And the way to start with that is to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. And we shared a couple of our stories at meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet God, Father God, through his son, Jesus Christ. And we can help you do that at meetmyfather.org. We'll be right back.
You know, John, it's amazing how many spectator sports there are right now. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's TV shows or, you know, TV sports, a lot of it's spectator sport, you know. But the truth is that the church is not a spectator sport. You know, God wants you to be involved. God wants you to play your part. Hmm. And I just want to encourage you that, you know, if you have not yet, you can ask Jesus Christ to come in your life. And if you have asked Jesus Christ to come in your life, you know, there's an integral part that God wants you to play. God does not want you to remain on the sidelines. He doesn't want you to be a spectator. Hmm. He wants you to play your part that only you yourself can bring to pass. If that's you and you want to find out more, I encourage you to go to vfnu.org and find out the plan that God has for you. Find out more of what you can do to bring that to pass in your life. vfnu.org. You know, John, I think back on, you know, when I was just going to tradition, and I felt like I was just going through the motions. And I'd just go spend an hour and then to continue on in my day like I was continually doing. When I met the VFN family and God encountered me, I wanted to tell everybody. And it seemed that I really didn't know how to express it and make it understandable. And we have the Vine Seminar to be able to share with others what God is doing by being the church, just being healthy family centered around Jesus. You know, and if you're interested and you want to find out more, go to vineseminars.org and read about it. See what God is doing. And if this feels connected to you and you feel like there's something more and that you're searching for God, find out more at vineseminars.org.
Yeah, I think about that, Promise Keepers, when Coach McCartney, God touched his heart and he began to share with his friend about, you know, we just got to get, you know, men together, and we got to get people together, and two men, one man, then two men, then 40 men, as they began to do this and build small groups of men around America, then eventually that filled stadiums, but the stadiums weren't filled because Coach McCartney had an idea. Mm-hmm. It was because God wanted to begin to get men in small groups and begin to show them himself. And so that happened. Mm-hmm. But the problem is when it came out of the stadiums, it just died out.
That's right.
You know, and what God birthed in us at that particular point was, you know, that it was time. What is the next step after the stadiums? And if you go look at our history, our history started with next step. And it was it wasn't just an idea. It was like, what's the next step after the stadium? Because these men were alive, you know, and they went back to sleep and they got seduced again. They went back to where they were when they were dead. They came out, they came alive in the stadiums and the small groups, and they went back in the dust. So what was the problem? And then we went through a process of repentance where we went into the wilderness to repent for the turning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers, and God moved mightily, and we finished that aspect of it. And then we went with the traditional model of what we've seen happen, and all we realized that is what's producing the death. We had to stop that. Then God called us out to begin to birth, you know, what we're doing today, understanding that God wants his church back. And I think about this. I think about, you know, that, Reverend Billy Graham worked really hard. I mean, they would start probably a year, 9 months in advance to focus and fill one particular stadium. And he would go in there, the stadium, and everybody worked so hard to bring whoever to come into that stadium and fill those seats to be able to preach the gospel to them once. And then when he would preach once, think about it. When he preached once, that all of a sudden people would find God. People would get saved. And he transformed a lot of our nation and our presidents and all the things because he just preached the gospel one stadium at a time. And you think about this. You think about how very specifically that here we are today, and what we're finding out that
God's called us to stadiums. We've seen the stadiums filled with people. We've seen them filled with people all across the nation. We've seen them. We've seen them crying out to God, and we've seen this taking place. But what's going to happen first, like the groundwork happened to Reverend Billy Graham when he began to work and do what was going on. He would begin to do the work, and then the stadium would be filled to preach the gospel once. But what we found out is this, in VFN radio, based on what we're understanding at this present point, that when we share with over the 900 million people that are available right now and they're connected in the social media atmosphere, there's 1/6 of the world's population, that if we share with them VFN TV and the VFN radio program, that out of every dollar that we use to share it with them, one of them comes and sits in our virtual stadium. And they don't come, and they like us on Facebook, or they connect to us and download our app, but they like us. And so $1 produces someone sitting in that seat based on what we presently see. Where, think about it. So, and with Reverend Billy Graham, who did an awesome thing for the Lord, you know, he preached once to him. But with VFN TV and the data radio program, when you sit in our virtual stadium, when you sit and listen, and you have your VFN TV app, you have your VFN radio, you have Facebook, you have the VFN Torch. I mean, it's just, you're just every day the gospel is coming to everybody who sits in our stadium. When you help fill that stadium, that virtual stadium, for $1 per person, it looks like, think about it. I mean, if you just write $10 a month, you can fill 10 more seats in this virtual stadium. The probability is just huge. I mean, think about it. Even $100 a month, 100 new seats get filled a month. You have this 1,200 seats that you filled at the end of that month yourself, all by yourself, or maybe even a dollar. We can begin to transform instantly. Think about it. I'm looking right now at a particular article on a broadcast that we had over 73,000 people. Think about that. That's a stadium of 73,000 people that heard the prophetic word over what's taking place on one particular segment. Be a part of it. Let's turn the heart of this nation, and we can turn the heart of this nation by filling this virtual stadium. And if we'll fill this virtual stadium, this is what I believe. We'll fill stadiums all around this nation, but they first have to be filled, and the gospel has to be sown into their hearts now. How can you do that? Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. Click on fill the stadium now, and maybe it's $1 a month, maybe it's $2 a month, maybe it's $100 a month. By doing that, you fill the virtual stadium, and we can preach the gospel every single day to them, where Reverend Billy Graham only preached it once, and look at the return. We can turn the heart of this nation. Do it now. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving.
Welcome back to VFN Radio's Extra Hour. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me is Pat Hamilton and John Ramos. You know, we're just talking about some of the things that prophetically that God is making known, and one was about the ambassador, and something's up in the world. A lot of things are up. Things are coming to a crescendo. Pay attention. God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. We cannot live in a day of denial anymore. Things are set in place right now. It appears that it's going to be the same as the days of Noah. I mean, you're not going to, there's too many things that evil has got their hands on that they have to voluntarily give it up to allow goodness to spread. But he said it's going to be like the days of Noah. So it just gets more evil, more darker, but the church gets more lighter and brighter, and people, the harvest will be great.
Right.
What really helps you give it a little bit of perspective with that is to understand that everybody says that they're a Christian or aren't. And so that's what may confuse you, that you're thinking, well, isn't everybody a Christian already? And how could gross darkness come? Well, when darkness comes, you'll find out, you know, who's carrying the light. And the people who may have said they were will find out they're not, and they'll come to you to get saved. And so the darker your background gets, if you're a light, the brighter you look. It's not that you get brighter. Is that your brightness begins to show as things get darker and darker. I do want to say, and I want to bring this up tomorrow as well, thank you to everybody that stood and prayed for Steve Kalaszewski as he went for his interview for the VFN Church plant before his job up in Pittsburgh, because his company, his national company, hired him up. It's so exciting, isn't
awesome.
It?
Awesome.
Oh, fantastic. Beautiful.
Yeah, isn't that neat? I mean, it's just so neat how all the VFN radio listeners are just standing together, and we're just saying, you know, watching God bless his people and church plants happening around the world. And VFN Pittsburgh, it's already started, and it's going to be a very exciting thing. And you're a part of that. And I just want to thank you for everybody that's standing with us. And we're excited about all of our listeners in Pittsburgh that are joining us on VFN Radio.
Yes.
Awesome.
I don't know if you heard that. You might not have heard it, but we just busted through a barrier, our next barrier, our next achievement, where we went over the counter of 4,000 likes on VFN TV and VFN Radio's program's Facebook.
Yes.
And I just want to thank everybody that's joining us and all of our Facebook-connected listeners that are sitting in the virtual stadium out there. We shot right through 4,000,
mm-hmm.
and next our goal is 5,000. And what does that mean? What does it mean to begin to like our Facebook? This is what it means. You can go to vfntv.com and just click on our Facebook and like us. It means this, that every day our staff works tirelessly to make sure that everybody that's connected us in many ways, including our Facebook fans, is that you have access to not only the entire program, but you have access to segments, like a slice of bread being a loaf of bread being cut up in certain segments. We call those highlights, that you can listen. There may be one thing that was discussed that day. You get a chance to listen to the program, or you want to share it with somebody else. Well, the fact that you liked us on Facebook makes that available to you every single day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Every single day. What does that mean also? It means if you have somebody in your life, that you have a friend or a relative or somebody that you want to be encouraged, by getting them to come and like our Facebook, mm-hmm. they automatically will get the very same highlights, and they'll hear about what we talked about in the first hour about the third great awakening. They'll hear about the prophetic words and what God is revealing, and they'll be a part of it too. And you won't have to send it to them or talk to them about it as much as they'll have it, just like you have it, on your feed, I think it's called.
That's right.
But all you got to do is go to VFNTV.com, click on our Facebook, like us, and then you'll automatically get these. And they intensely labor over making sure that these highlights are available from each day's program, because, you know, you can listen to a lot of things, but there could be one thing that day that just encourages you, that mm-hmm. gives you insight, that helps you answer questions in your community or in your family or in your church gathering. And you can make that available to yourself if you haven't yet by going to vfntv.com and click on our Facebook and like us. But you also can share that with your friends. If you got maybe 30, 40 friends on in your Facebook, you can say, I want to encourage you guys to go to, if you had to spell out the URL, you would just go facebook.com/VFNTV, and that's mm-hmm. it. Or you can go to vfntv.com and click on our Facebook. But if you had to do that to get them to click on it, they have to get encouraged every single day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the way it is now, they have it available. And it hasn't been this way till now, but you can either go and you'll have two links on every particular post of a highlight. One is you can click on and listen to that 1 5-minute, 2-minute, 3-minute, 20-minute segment right there on your phone or your iPad or your computer, because it'll come to you in your Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can click and go to the VFN Torch. That'll be available. Same link, a different link will be available to go read more about it and see some pictures and videos. So those two links are available in every post for you, which means this: if you're riding on the road and you need to be encouraged, just look at your Facebook and look for the highlights that are put up that day. And what you do is you go to your pages or whatever that you liked, and all those will be right there and also will be in your feed. You say, I want to listen to that. You just touch it, and it'll start playing on your phone like an MP3 will just start playing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's so all cool. Right. We call those highlights. But what it is it's just revelations that came out on that day, or conversations, or some encouraging things about Pat's hair products.
Absolutely.
So 5,000 likes is our next goal. Thank you for everybody helping us come to 4,000. We're already moving into 4,100, but we want to move on into 5,000 likes. Why? Because that means that many more people are getting encouraged on a daily basis. Listen, if you are having difficulty reaching people for God, partner with us in this way, and we together will reach them. We will reach them together by doing this. Mm-hmm. Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally awesome. Cool. Well, one thing I want to talk about, another prophetic happening, and I'm going to move quickly into the wisdom moment, is the Secret Service. The situation that happened down in Colombia some time back. Listen, the Secret Service has been one of the most honored branches or honored offices for ever since they've been put into place.
and they've always been respected. Nobody's perfect, but we never dishonor the ones that are supposed to protect us. And for some reason, and mistakes have been made in the past, but you haven't heard about the mistakes.
Right.
Because it's sort of like they're supposed to be there, but not there. But they're there when they're needed. And in the context of that, then we don't, you don't sit here and take your jacket, for example, and poke holes in your jacket when it rains because you get wet. Mm-hmm. I wore a bulletproof vest when I was in the sheriff's department, and I didn't poke holes in my bulletproof vest mm-hmm. because I wanted it to protect me.
Right.
And you don't poke holes in the Secret Service and shame them and do these things because that is the office that has done so well over all these years of keeping the office of presidency, keeping it protected from the enemies. I mean, it's amazing what they do. I got a chance when President George Bush, you know, came. I got a chance with his, not George W., but his father.
Mm-hmm. H.
Yeah, George Herbert Bush was president, and I was an officer at that time, so I got a chance to be a part of his procession and protecting mm-hmm. him and all that. And the limousine, I don't know, it's about like 4 inches. The door window is like 4 inches thick, 5 inches mm-hmm. thick. I mean, you don't just slam this door. Because I can imagine getting your finger. You don't have a foot anymore. And it was interesting too that if you open up the hood of the or the trunk lid of the trunk of the vehicle, that it has all these patches from all these different police departments around the world and sheriff's departments mm-hmm. that they put because it's all officers that are protecting. Because when the Secret Service comes into a community, they work with the local law enforcement, with them leading it. Mm-hmm. To make sure the president's safe. And I have the highest respect for these guys, these men and women, and they just do so well because they're protecting an idea. Mm-hmm. They're protecting our Constitution because, you know, men come and go.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But the goal of it is that they can, while they're there, that they stay safe, stay well, stay protected, and are able to leave there safe, well, and protected, and the next person comes in.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And then we'll even protect, the Secret Service will protect our presidents once they're out of office up until the time that they're no longer, unless they right. don't want it. Mm-hmm. And so for what happened down in Colombia, I mean, you could be set up. Listen, this mm-hmm. the church, we have to wake up. You know, everything that you hear, even though it may be accurate in what happened, how it came about, don't be so naive, in fact, that don't think you could be set up.
Right.
And they set Jesus up. They set John the Baptist up. You know, they set David up. You know, they set, it's always, God's people's always been set. Good people can be set up to look bad. So don't automatically buy the press when you see something that's happening. Oh, I can't believe it's like, that's what they want you to do. When somebody's setting somebody up, you know, and I don't know this I'm from some news report. And I'm just saying what God's revealed to me mm-hmm. personally. And I'm just talking about what I personally feel in my spirit. And there's no evidence outside of that. So I'm not talking from some source or something. But when somebody's setting them up, they're setting up to make it look like they did something. And this was their intention. But it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And these are some smart people. And the Secret Service, they're not only smart, they have to be thinking for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that was so silly what they accused him of. But hey, listen, this has got, we got Big Bird in the political advertising right now. We got somebody blaming something on a Hollywood, not even a Hollywood movie, just some little YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
And people are buying it. But what I feel happened in my spirit, this is what I feel happened in my spirit, what God revealed to me during that time. Because, somebody's been working hard to shame our Secret Service, to make them look less than they really are. Mm. And they are, they're quality men and women. I mean, they've done it. They've proven it.
Right.
But when you have a couple walking through the gates of the White House to go to some presidential ball, and they said that they passed the Secret Service, I mean, they were trying to make the, I don't know what this couple's name was, but they were trying to make the Secret Service look bad.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to shame the Secret Service. How could this couple who wasn't on the list come to this dinner at the White House?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to go through Secret Service checks and all.
Right.
I mean, those things, it just happen like that. I mean, you sneeze the mm-hmm. wrong way when Secret Service is in town. Even though you're innocent, they will detain you.
Oh, yeah.
Until the president's out of town.
Well, it's interesting how I forget the lady's name, but she was actually over the event and the mix-up occurred, or so-called mix-up. Was with her, but it was interesting how the Secret Service was, like you just said, was getting the blame for it. It had nothing even to do with them, from what I understand in the reports they've been saying.
Well, you know, and of course we're talking allegedly about that aspect of it, but it doesn't just happen like that.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't happen like that.
Right.
You know, there's some, you just don't mess with the Secret Service.
Mm-mm. Right.
I just admire them for their willingness to stand with and protect the idea of America. And that they're willing to lay down their life for the idea of America, which happens to be, you know, a man standing in that place for 4 to 8 years. That's it.
Right.
And they protect their families but they tried to bring shame on them. They tried to make them look bad. This thing happened in Colombia. And immediately our president's just like talking about it. He's like talking about his bulletproof vest. You know, unless you have a strategy, something's going on here.
Right.
You don't tell everybody and poke holes in your bulletproof vest. You don't make the people that protect you, you don't hurt them. You don't, you know what I'm saying? There's something going on. And this is what I believe that happened and I don't know this from news. I just want to share this with you and get it on record so that when you see these things unfold, like the things that God's been showing me unfold, you'll say, well, Lord, let us know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
That at that moment, they wanted to create doubt over the men and women in the Secret Service to where they could begin to shift people. It gave them reason to say, hey, remove this one, remove that one, and put this one right here in. This is the one we want. He can replace God. And it's like, in the natural sense, you think, well, that's good. Just switch them in and switch them out.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is why are they being switched? Why did you make them look bad? And why did you talk about your bulletproof vest like that? And do you think they're really going to protect you? Because all this dude, like, it's something you don't talk about.
Right.
And who did you replace them with? You shamed them.
Mm-hmm.
Who did you replace them with? And why did you want them in there? And why do you want them that close to our president? And why do you want them close to our idea, the idea our founding fathers had? Why do you want them that close?
Mm-hmm.
And we need to pray for protection for this idea. We need to pray for the idea of the founding fathers called the Constitution and these constitutional offices. We need to pray protection over our president. We need to pray protection over the Secret Service that they're not being infiltrated by somebody because they're being forced by somebody else to be able to bring somebody in because they wouldn't have said, hey, let's fire us.
Right.
And so something strange is going on. And these are quality men and women. They're quality men and women. They're just special people. I mean, they're human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that they walk on water or nothing, but they've kept our presidents alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've only had two assassinations in office, and these are the ones that keep them alive.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they show up ahead of time. That's what they were doing in Colombia and getting things ready for the president to be able to show up. But it's like, and this is what I feel in my spirit, and I can't prove it. I'm not saying, and I hope I'm wrong, but they're being set up. Our Secret Service there's been a progressive setup, and that somebody shouldn't be there. I'm not about everybody, but somebody shouldn't be there.
Right.
And if America does what it can do constitutionally, if we all take a vote and we all decide we want this guy over that guy, but if for some reason this particular president that we have now, President Barack Obama, who they protect, doesn't look like he's going to win, I don't think... So what God has laid on my heart and laid on John's heart and laid on several of our hearts, that it's not good for the people who have an agenda. Because if this other guy comes in, which is some strict conservative and constitutionalist, a loyalist to Israel, the opposite. I mean, bipolar opposites.
Totally opposite.
And strength and power and, you know, that they're going to lose whoever this is doing all this.
That's right.
They're going to lose everything that they've set up.
Mm-hmm.
which they can. God will defeat the enemy if God's people will listen to him and humble ourselves and turn from wicked ways, and things will just mess up. The enemy's plans will mess up. Mm-hmm. And that's my desire. But we're real close. We're like days away from America making a decision. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I saw poll numbers dropping dramatically, as soon as I saw the debates take place, the presidential debates take place, I just as, you know, not like terrified fear, but just this reality is like, it's not what you think it's going to be.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, prideful men think they have it all figured out and like God's not anywhere to be found in this, and that God's this third person that's just kind of watching, not getting involved in the affairs of man. But listen, George Washington said, I believe that God is involved in the daily affairs of men.
Mm-hmm.
And he is, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so if America thinks, oh, we're gonna change this country because of how we're going to vote without repenting, church, you think you're going to do this without repenting? You think we're going to save this nation without repenting? You think we're going to save the coffers of our nation while we're robbing the coffers of God? Do you think that Gog and Magog and China, and they own us, a big part of us.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything, we need to be right now is humble.
Right.
And this is the way we win. And I'm obviously not going to get to the wisdom moment, but understand this, that first we have to humble ourselves. We got to begin to abide with God. You alone by yourself. Listen, you're going to answer by yourself before God. So it doesn't matter how things go. If you don't get right, it's not going to be right. And you're going to bust hell wide open, period. Boom. Bah. Moving on. But if you decide to repent and you make your life right with God, just like everybody else that does that, there's mercy, there's grace, and there's love, and there's forgiveness. And then you begin to abide with God. You abide with God. And which means go to iabide.org and you can understand more about that. And it's got a plan for you there. But then understand that every faction that can be stirred up has been stirred up by Satan right now. If there's anything that could be against anything, it has used our present leadership to stir it up.
Mm.
And what this is what they're wanting. This is what Satan always wants. He wants to bring you into a fight.
Right.
He wants you to run in the streets and act like a fool.
Mm.
He wants you to get so frustrated that you physically try to take it out on somebody else. But let me tell you something. If you're not walking with God, you're going to think physical energy and efforts and force is the way to do it. That ain't the way to do it. It's not going to work. The enemy wins if you stop loving, if you stop trusting God, and if you try to take matters into your own hands. If you run to the streets, if you panic, if you didn't listen to prudent preparation on VFN TV or others like we're going to talk about tomorrow, John Paul Jackson giving an update on the perfect storm, you got to hear it. You got to be prepared. And you go to the VFN torch at VFNTV.com and look at the top of the menu. It says preparing for the perfect storm. It's available. It could link right there to it. But it's about to hit. It's about to hit. I don't, that's all I know. I hope it's not true, but I mean, you know how God begins to deal with my spirit. And like, I'm stirred.
Right.
And you go through all these emotions, and it's like when everybody else is going to be miserable, I'll probably be peaceful. It's like, oh, okay,
finally.
It's happened. And I'm not wanting it to happen, but I feel like it's any moment now. And there's this whole strategy has been set up, and it's being uncovered right now. The situation with the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, she's being uncovered. He's blaming it on her, and she's blaming it on him. But let me tell you something. That's the President and Secretary of State. The reality is, they both were used by second heaven. They both were used by this strategy of the adversary to bring division and discord in our nation and in the world. They both were. And now they're divided against themselves. You can always rest assured if you hold on, Satan will eventually be divided against Satan.
Yep.
You may have a lot of young people that are getting all rowdy, but hold on, they'll fight each other soon. They can't stay. You know, it's all divisive. They'll divide. And the way to win is to obey God, hear and obey, which is abiding. Get rightly related to a group of people who are doing the same thing, the church. Just dump the old tradition. People are going to run. They're going to run out of tradition. They're going to run out of something that's not actually teaching them the voice of God. They're going to run away from looking pretty, and they're not going to understand $7,500 for a flower pot when, you know, for a bouquet of flowers when people were dying. They're going to understand all that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And get this now before all this happens, because when this thing hits, you're going to need to hold on. You need to hunker down, love each other, love your neighbors, you know, do what we should do anyway, is be there for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Realize that the law enforcement are not going to be able to get to every place.
Right.
There's a limited, the whole concept of law enforcement is that you need a few officers in your county or city that kind of roam around and kind of give the appearance of law and protection. And then something happens and they go to the problem. Well, if you have two problems, then you have to have two officers or four officers for each of those problems. If you have eight mm-hmm. problems, but if all of a sudden, if your officers have problems too, and their families are under a time of pressure like Katrina and all that, mm-hmm. that you have to understand, it's going to be, you have to hold on. Just hold on and realize that God has prepared us for this moment. Listen, it's like I said in the first hour, that if we're going to have a harvest, the soil has to be broken up first. If you got to listen to the first hour for this to make sense, but God has been telling us, he says, I will not do nothing unless I tell it to my prophets first to be able to prepare us. God bless. You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.